20 minutes of Cougar basketball are in the books.
Go right to the rim. He beat his man to the 10 for 2.
You're tuned to Cougar Halftime Live. Now to break down the first half of action, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
All right, BYU is trailing Portland 42-40 here at the half. We want to hear from you, the fans. You could text me 57500 or tweet me at KSL Cleon. We'll get to your text, tweets, and also we'll get you some scores here at halftime. But first, we need a first half recap from Greg and Mark at the Child Center, guys.
Cleon, thank you. All things considered, Mark, BYU's got to feel pretty good about going into the locker room down only two here to Portland.
Well, BYU hasn't been a great first half team all year long, and maybe you expect it coming off that Gonzaga high, and Portland's a team on a four-game losing streak, so they're really going to be into this game. And they credit Portland. They came out and did a nice job. BYU seemed to finally wake up a little bit. Better defense, got back into this game, and credit to BYU again. You don't like to get down, but, man, you got to admire the heart of BYU. They're never out of a game, and they fought back in it. Now it's basically you play a half of basketball.
Last game, the Gonzaga win, it was a rough first half for the BYU guards, and Kyle Davis kind of bailed him out. And it happened again today, Mark. A KD with 13 points, 5 rebounds, while the guards struggled to shoot in this one. Chase Fisher, a 1 for 3. Collinsworth, 2 for 7. Emery, 2 for 5. So none of the guards. And then Chapman, 0 of 5. So it's a replica of Thursday. Seljaas took two shots, made the one. The guards not shooting or scoring well at all in the first half. If they turn it around like they did on Thursday, BYU's going to be okay, but the guard play was not there for BYU in half number one. Good thing it was there from KD and Nate Austin, along with Corbin Kafusi. Those two combined for 22 of BYU's 40. That's the second consecutive first half in which the BYU bigs had more than half of BYU's points, and that normally doesn't happen.
Well, I actually really like that because you know, if this was last year and you weren't making your shots from the perimeter, you're in big trouble. But now this is a team that's a little more depth to it, and you can struggle in one area of your game, and you got guys that really can score. I thought Corbin did a great job coming in as well. So the inside play was excellent. That's keeping BYU in games that they otherwise might not be in.
How about 8 for 12 from the BYU bigs from the field in half number one? BYU shoots a 40%, 38% arc, 69% free throw line. Pilots go 46, 29, and 80, respectively. Rebounds, BYU plus one. Assist to turnover, not a good number for BYU. They got to figure this out in the second half. They likely will, as they did Thursday. 7 assists, 10 turnovers for BYU, 6 assists, 6 helpers for Portland. BYU 2 block shots, 5 steals. Portland 3 block shots, 3 steals. Points in the paint, Portland plus 2. Points off of turnovers, Portland plus 5. Second chance points, BYU plus 3. Fast break, Portland plus 2. Bench, Portland plus 8. 1 tie, 2 lead changes. Large lead for Portland, 13. BYU's large lead just 1 at 5-4. 13 for Davis, 6 for Emery, 5s for Austin and Fisher, 4s for Collinsworth and Kafusi, 3 for Seljaas. Pilots get 3 in double figures in the first half. Wintering 11. Tyson 10, Presley 10, 5 for Marshall, 2s for Todd, Taylor, and Moreno. At the break, it is BYU trailing Portland by a score of 42-40. The BYU Cougars will try to come back, as they did Thursday in Spokane, for another road win here in the Northwest. At the break, 42-40, Pilots over the Cougs on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Now back to Cleon Wall for Cougar Halftime Live. Cleon, back to you.
All right, thank you very much, Greg, and we're getting texts in right now. Again, you can text us 57500. Someone texts in, being up in Oregon, it's a little disappointing that Portland isn't being destroyed right now. Someone else texts in, Cleon, why do we always have to get up to such slow starts in these games? You know, I wish I could put my finger totally on it, but I'll give you two of my opinions why I think the reason why BYU gets out to slow starts. One, it almost seems like they're trying to feel out both offensively and defensively where they need to be, and you can't do that at times. Again, go back to the second half of that last game against Gonzaga, and BYU kind of forced their will on Gonzaga in the second half of the game. So, again, you kind of need to force your will early on. BYU feels it out, and then it seems to be that they feel those things out, and then they kind of get used to it, and then they move along from there. I would probably say that the other reason is, again, going back to not going to the basket. I've been harping on this for a lot. I know you can't do that at all times, but when BYU goes towards the basket, not necessarily going for layups, but when they go to the basket, when they either throw it down low or dribble towards the basket and pass it out, they get much better shots than when they try to just go one-on-one or try to take three-point shots shots from outside. Someone else texting in, Davis has got into beast mode right now for BYU. It's funny, I wrote a note really quickly that said, Davis needs to make more shots near the basket. I still believe that. But then he made his last three shots, including a three-pointer. He leads BYU at the break in scoring with 13 points, 5 of 9 from the field. It's really great when you're able to make your last three shots. Someone else also tweeted me, Richard Muse. He's tweeted me quite a bit. And he says, hate to whine, but I feel officials a little soft on some of the calls. But he says, you got to play through it. I totally agree. You cannot let the officials dictate the game. That's for sure. You've got to play through it, and you've got to play hard. Looks like the officials got into Chase Fisher's head a little bit after a couple of offensive foul calls. But BYU was able to pull it back together, and they're only down by 2 at the half, 42-40. Probably the big stat that stands out to me is 10 turnovers by BYU. They only had 11 in the last game, and 9 of those were at the half. They only had 2 in the second half against Gonzaga. Let's see if they can cut down on the turnovers. I have a few more notes. Probably the biggest thing is transition defense and also defense in general. BYU played a lot better defense in the last, 5 minutes of that first half, but they've got to beware of those small guys. I mean, who is guarding sometimes some of these guards? DeMarcus Tyson, Alec Wintering, Bryce Presley, they're doing a great job of getting him off on screens so that he can score, because Presley, when he's scoring, usually has a big guy on him. All right, break time here on Cougar Halftime Live. When we come back, we'll get you some college basketball scores from around the nation, and also one football game going on right now, NFL playoffs. That's all coming up next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store, and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs.
Stick around.
Touch pass, Sky. 3. Got it! BYU by 9!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Hi, Greg Grubel here. And like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
Zions Bank offers an integrated approach for the financial needs of businesses throughout Utah and Idaho.
My name is Gail Miller. I am the owner of the Larry H. Miller Group of Companies. One of the important products that Zions Bank offers is the commercial card with the revenue sharing. Thank you, Zions Bank, for 35 years of a great relationship.
To learn more about Zions Bank and to hear stories from other happy clients, visit ZionsBank.com/thank you. We haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Cougar Halftime Live,
breaking down all the first half action.
For more, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
Let's quickly get you some scores out there. AFC divisional playoff game between New England and Kansas City. Patriots have a 24-13 lead in that game. Tom Brady, 267 yards, 2 touchdowns in that matchup. Local games going on. Well, one is final right now. Utah State beats CSU 96-92. Chris Smith scores 35 points for the Aggies. Utah Valley playing at Grand Canyon. Wolverines trail at the half 47-37. West Coast Conference play. Pepperdine cruises to a win today, 98-84 at San Francisco. Lamon Murray Jr. scores 29 points, also grabs 9 rebounds in the game for the Waves. Jeremy Major had 20 points in the game for the Waves, and that's Team BYU will play a week from tonight. Couple of top 25 scores. Number 1, Kansas. Kansas beats TCU 70-63. And on a last-minute tip-in, second-ranked Oklahoma beats West Virginia 70-68. That's going to do it for Cougar Halftime Live. Second-half action coming up next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education, career, your family. What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? iamFlash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that iamFlash creates thousands of times every day, and it's made right.